My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, Pendergast with you. Good to be with you on a Tuesday.
That was good advice for me. That's probably good for the kids as well.
Oh, yeah? You want me to give it to
you? I have a hard time whenever I have to, every now and then I get suckered into writing something for somebody.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing I have with writing these days is that as I'm writing, I know that I could make it that much better with some factoid that, like, oh, I should throw in a stat here. And then I'm off to the internet. And then 3 hours later, I come back to what I'm trying to write. So when you write, because you write a lot, do you pretty much, you have like the material that you're going to write that article with, and that's it. You're not going to go like, you're like, I've got this, and I'm going to write the article, and then I'm done.
I do, because a lot of what I write crosses over with what you and I talk about. I use a lot of what we use on the show, and I'll turn it into an article, or I'll take an article that I write, and I'll make it a segment on the show. So there's a lot of overlap. The thing for me, that it's not so much a stat, but like there's a lot of times where I write an, and for those who don't know, I write an article a day for the Houston Press, mostly about football, but some baseball. And the hard part for me is that I'll know that there's some sort of video out there that can really make the article pop that supports it. That's the hard part for me, because I go get the video off of Twitter, and I'll go to Twitter, and the first tweet that I'll see before I can go find the video has another topic that, oh, I can use that for the show. And now all of a sudden I'm culling topics for the show, and I'm like, oh crap, I meant to write this article and finish it by 11:30. You know, that
so
kind
it's
of
best,
thing.
You almost want to go back to the days where it's like, okay, these are my source materials, and this is what I'm writing, and that's it.
Yes.
Because you could write a novel about every damn topic out there in the world. I could write a novel about my pinky. It's hard, Sean. It's hard. There's just so much information out there.
About your pinky.
Well, it's been a lot of places.
Okay, there we go. And scene.
Written, it's going to be an earth-shattering work.
I can't wait for the movie.
From the perspective of Seth Payne's pinky.
We made a movie about the book on Seth's pinky.
These calluses, the rent. These calluses are earned and the rent is due every day.
That's right. Thanks, JJ. Here's D'Amico Ryans on his early impressions of the Texans' opponent this weekend, the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota, good man, really good team. They're coached really well. Their defense is playing great. I think they've held opponents to, I think, under 25 points so far. So their defense is playing really lights out. Offensively, they played well yesterday, had some big explosives. See, they're playing well together. So we'll get further. We'll get more into those guys as we go throughout the week. But 2-0 team, and we know Minnesota is always a tough place to play. Like, that crowd there is always, they're always loud. They make it challenging on us from an offensive perspective. So already know going into it, we have to be on it with our cadence. We have to be on it with our pre-snap pre-snap communication all the way across the board.
Yeah, these are two games in. These are two teams that are pretty similar in how they've won their first two games. They've gotten it done more so with defense than offense. The quarterbacks have been efficient. You know, C.J. Stroud is a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. But Sam Darnold, I'll give him credit. I'm not a huge Darnold guy. He's been good these first two games. They're both 2-0. This is one of the, I don't want to say under the radar, like this is one of the better games of the weekend, I think, as we go into week three.
It really is. Yeah. I think Brian Flores' defense is for real. You know, we get to see Jonathan Greenard again, playing on a very good defense. So
Blake Cashman,
that's right. So there are a lot of, now it's not like, Greenard and Cashman are guys where you're like, yeah, screw those guys. I like both those guys.
Right.
But, and those guys kind of aren't the screw that guy type of thing.
No.
So I don't expect any juicy tidbits about how D'Amico has wronged them or something.
No, they both got paid.
D'Amico did pretty well for them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think that the biggest thing, honestly, is that, hey, we've seen this movie before. Kubiak-Shanahan style system where a quarterback, you get the absolute best out of a quarterback, whether it be Matt Schaub or Sam Darnold or whomever else. And Sam Darnold right now is averaging 9 yards per pass attempt.
Yeah,
I think more. Yards per pass attempt. He's got a guy like Justin Jefferson where they're going to try to run the ball, take their play action, deep shots, all of that stuff. And especially early in the season, you don't necessarily have a whole lot of film on them. I guess you do have film on this offense and what they like to do with their play calling. But this, when it comes to marquee matchups, really the two things are Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter versus Jefferson. And maybe they shadow Jefferson with Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
But then also just Brian Flores versus Bobby Slowick. Flores is a longtime defensive coordinator and coach in the league. And he's going up against Bobby Slowick, still a young offensive coordinator.
Yeah, a one-time Texans finalist for the head coaching job here. I know there's a lot of Texan fans out there that know this. I was surprised how many didn't. But the Vikings are one of two teams the Texans have never beaten, I believe. I believe the other one's the Eagles. I don't think the Texans have ever beaten the Philadelphia Eagles before. The Texans are 0-5 all-time against the Vikings. There is one massive disturbing trend with all five of these games. In all five of these games, the Texans have trailed by double digits at halftime. So these are games, and again, these go back to when you were a player, Seth. You played them in 04. I don't know if you remember the game, but Dante Culpepper threw for about 400 yards in that game.
Yeah, we were in the old Dome. I think it was the last game in the old Dome.
Metrodome?
Yeah, I think it was. It might have been the last game there before it deflated.
Randy Moss was on the team back then.
I'll tell you what. Just whether it's the new stadium or the old, it gets loud up there. It gets really, really loud, and it can get ugly really fast if you're not on your P's and Q's on offense. So I remember when I was in Jacksonville, I was injured at the time, so I watched this atrocity on top. I don't think I even watched the second half as a player on the team. They went up. The Jaguars went up and started Jonathan Quinn, the rookie out of Middle Tennessee State or someplace.
Oh boy!
And that poor kid. And that was back when they had the Vikings had some freakishly good pass rushers.
Yeah.
It got really, really ugly and really, really loud in a primetime game. So it's a tough place to play.
Yeah, a tough place to play. So
that's all right. I remember this. We had to start a rookie offensive lineman who was awful. And because somebody got injured and this rookie came in and there was film on him. So John Randall and the rest of them knew how bad he was.
Dude.
And John Randall started barking as soon as this offensive lineman came on.
His pee streaming down the poor kid's leg.
John Randall just like barking like a crazed dog.
Oh my God.
So excited. They were getting in fights over who could line up over this kid.
Oh my God.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yeah, they're 5 losses, 0-5, 5 different quarterbacks for the Vikings. This is the lineup of quarterbacks that have beaten the Texans. Dante Culpepper, Gus Frerotte, Christian Ponder, remember that one, 2012, that if the Texans beat the Vikings at home in 2012, this is 2 weeks after the Letterman jacket game, if they beat the Vikings at home in week 16, they clinch a bye in the first round, and they lost 23-6 to Christian Ponder. Sam Bradford in 2016, which was kind of the first game where you're like, ooh, Brock Osweiler might be bad at football. He might not be very good at football. And then Kirk Cousins in the final game of the Bill O'Brien era. The Bill O'Brien metaphorical beheading game was the Minnesota Vikings at NRG Stadium.
The worst thing about that game was, remember the picture that he took with Dom Capers and Gary Kubiak?
Yes.
On the field beforehand. It was all three coaches at that point, there had only been three coaches for the Texans, and all three of them were on the field because both Capers and Kubiak were coaching for the Vikings. They had a nice picture beforehand. Dude. That felt like some Game of Thrones Red Wedding stuff right there, man.
Dude.
I could imagine the McNairs like watching that picture and being like, what are we doing here? That's just,
who knew the number of head coaches in Texans history would double over the next 3 years? Man, from 3 to 6, real fast.
I need to go find that photo of those three guys standing together and just make it, you know, use the Instagram filter. It looks like a grainy old one from the 1960s
or
something.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Back when times were more simple and innocent.
Yep. So, yeah, man, 0-5, trying to get off the schneid against these Minnesota Vikings. Should be a whole lot of fun. People enjoyed the Pettycast. You guys are killing me this morning. Thanks for the laughs, fellas. Someone on here said, guys, y'all said, dude, y'all stop. And I'm like, oh, is this one of those guys that doesn't like it when we make fun of quarterbacks? And the very next text from him or her says, I am rolling. Ha, 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 ha. So people enjoy
that. I was wondering, you know, that some of the times, you reminded me during the Pettycast to really embrace the Pettycast and tap into the most petty and what worst aspects of my personality.
Yes.
We need to be more like that. I gotta forget that sometimes, you know, we talked about, you don't have to be talking about EPAs and algorithms all the time. Sometimes we just need to display the ugly things that people want to say or can't say or what have you. Just really just expose our innards to the world.
There you go. Yes.
There was a part of me, I was fighting it, man, even, I don't know if I want it. There were frustrating things happening in the second half of the Texans game on Sunday night. They were making it last longer and longer and longer. And at one point, I felt really bad about myself where I was like, would you just move on with the broadcast?
Oh.
All right. I know. Yes. He's fine. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He looks fine.
I was going to say,
just roll the poor guy off the field and start playing football. It's not a neck injury.
Blink.
Yes. I feel awful for the old guy that he fell down. Could you please just roll him off the field and get going? I'm guessing he was saying that. I'm guessing that the poor man from the the chain crew that fell over was like, all right, guys, come on. Can we move this along, please? This is a little bit overkill.
My favorite part is that 15 seconds ago, you were still dancing around the fact that you were talking about moving the chain guy. And finally, you reached a point where you were like, no, get a spatula and get this guy off the field.
I wanted to jump in. Because I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, honestly, I felt empathy for him and that I've been in that situation where you have a little bit of a scare, but then they got to follow medical protocol and you're kind of like, oh boy. I mean, like, all right, is this really all that necessary? I feel like I'm putting God, the worst part about all that was Collinsworth saying, oh, it's a brotherhood, this league of ours.
Chain
and
guy?
People really care. And I'm like, okay, Collinsworth, just settle the hell down.
The guy's a Walmart greeter during the week, and he holds the chains on a Sunday. What the hell are you talking about, Collinsworth?
The brotherhood.
Brotherhood?
I feel like Collinsworth, somewhere in that broadcast, he said that he's played every single position in the game of football, and I want to fact check that.
Yes.
I don't know if he's ever been a nose tackle.
Yeah, your regular Mauricio Dubon. Thanks, Collinsworth. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, speaking of the Astros, all right, 12 games left, 4-game lead. How close are we to the best version of this group of Astros? I think there's still a couple more boxes that need to get checked here over the next week and a half. We'll discuss coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.